I'm like a lib of Kadesh or Chatz. Samachala.
Page before. So just bear with me. I'll tell you when we're starting that page. Yadua Mitzvah Kadoshim. We know from the Halo Mitzvah. Shagulas Mitzrayim, Mahayab, Misarusid Le'elo, Beliasusid Le'sat. Uchamayim Balagoda, Achinigal Le'e Melch Balchi, Melchim Ugolam. We know. There's an idea of Isrusa de la Eila, and there's an idea of Isrusa de la Sata. Isrusa de la Sata means that Klal Yisrael does something to be Zoiche to Yeshua. Isrusa de la Eila is that it comes straight from Hashemayim, and Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve it. The most fundamental example of Isrusa de la Eila is Tzias Mitzrayim, Yom Tov Pesach. There's a lot of different aspects to it. Yeah.
But they did.
So it's the Layla is that
was the deal.
Even though, well, what was the deal?
It was a deal that they'll be taken out.
Oh. It's a good kasha.
I know.
But
I asked.
But what do you mean? So that, but yeah, that's a deal that the Polish.
Same, but they weren't worthy.
The deal is the pshat is they weren't
worthy. They're not worthy. But
there's like, a kasha. There's a kasha besides the Polish's own word, you should have done it anyway. That's what you're asking. Yeah, but mitzad, whether they themselves was like, the answer is no. You're asking, okay, but still, he told the problem, that's what he needs to do, this is what he has to do. True. But when you look at it in terms of what was Ma'ayr, this course, it didn't come from them. Pesach is not the time where it comes from Klal Yisrael. Yeah? And the whole idea is, like it says, even a ship chava yam saw deep in the wood in Yechezkel ben Buzi. What's the pshat? Pshat was giving it out. Yeah, ship chava yam saw deep in the wood in Yechezkel. Yeah, the pshat is the Bonshom gave it to them anyway. He lifted them up. He showed them what could be. He showed them what could be. This flash of inspiration, ship chava yam saw what Yechezkel ben Buzi was able to see, and then the Bonshom put them back down and said, "Now build it yourself." And that's the Imei Asvira, which ultimately culminates in Matan Torah, which is now Klal Yisrael's coming mitzad their own building of it, and to be zeicher to get the Torah. But Pesach was, the Moshe was megal himself to them above and beyond anything that they were zeicher to. Yeah? Shenigal leim pesoim, that he revealed himself to them suddenly. They weren't mukhan for this mitzad themselves. Man Torah, there was a mahalich of the Imei Asvira to get ready for it. This umitzad b'chinatu nikos pesach b'shem Shabbos. The Sfarim also explained that that's why in the Torah, when it talks about counting the Imei Asvira, it says you should start counting the Machros Shabbos. What's Machros Shabbos? Start counting the day after the Yom Tov Pesach. Shabbos means the first day of Pesach. It's only Yom Tov that the Torah ever calls Shabbos. It's a funny thing. Why does the Torah call this Yom Tov Shabbos as opposed to anything else? So the answer is Shabbos who could just kaviyah kaima, which is a Gemara also in Pesachim. Shabbos is kaviyah kaima. Shabbos put into place at the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and it stayed in place. Klal Yisrael did nothing to bring Shabbos about. Also, it comes straight from the Ribono Shel Olam. Kumakudish beloy achanes Yisrael. The Kedusha is not because Klal Yisrael prepared for it. So Pesach is like a main of Shabbos. Meaning, Yom Tov, what's Yom Tov? Yom Tov is something that Klal Yisrael brings about. Both in what the Yom Tov represents, and also in how it operates, and also in the mechanics of what makes Kedusha's Yom Tov. Meaning, Sukkot, like the Achar of Nidba Beretz Lo Yizruo, and the Shavuos was the Nasa V'Nishma and Kabbalah Torah, and all the Yom Tovs, all the Yom Tovim have to do with Klal Yisrael. Even the Rabbanon of Chanukah, the Klal Yisrael was Ma'aseh Nefesh. How does the Yom Tov get its Kedusha? Bezin has to declare Rosh Chodesh. The reason Right, Yom Kippur is Yud Tishrei, because Bezin declared when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Klal Yisrael is Mekadish the Yom. Yeah, but Shabbos is Kaviv Kaima. It's not Mitzad Hos. that happens no matter what. You don't even declare when Sunday is going to be. Shabbos is kaviya v'kaima. That means it's b'kaviyas. It comes. That's why you make a bracha makadish a Shabbos. It means Hashem is makadish a Shabbos. But in Yom Tov you make a bracha makadish Yisrael v'zman. It means Hashem gave kedusha to Klal Yisrael to make the Yom Tov. That already in Rishonim talks about this idea. So he's saying Pesach is like a me'ain. At least the first part of Pesach, the first day of Pesach was me'ain of Shabbos, and that's why the Torah calls it Shabbos. Completely b'tzad Hashem, complete iserusa de la'ilu. V'cheinu b'le, yeah. V'cheinu b'leil ha'seder. V'kol shana. Shebeleil es kadosh chag yored or gadol. And that's what happens. We know that every Yom Tov is a re-experiencing of that same aura that was in the world the first time it happened. It's not just to commemorate what did happen, but the same aura is in the world. We spoke about that. It's a raya from the Gemara by Erev Shavuos. I ever told you that raya? The Gemara says in Erev Shavuos, it's a lach on Shulchan Aruch. In Erev Shavuos, you shouldn't do bloodletting. You shouldn't do a dangerous procedure in Erev Shavuos if you could avoid it. Yeah? They used to do bloodletting.
Huh?
No, okay. Bloodletting once upon a time, they thought it was healthy. Now they don't think it's healthy. Maybe in the future they'll think it's healthy again. Whatever it is, but you have something, a procedure to be done, you don't do it Erev Shavuos, because why? It's a dangerous time. Why is it a dangerous time? The Gemara says, because since Chazal tell us, Hashishi, that Klal Yisrael wouldn't, right? You know the Rashi and Chumash. If Klal Yisrael wouldn't accept the Torah, then the whole world would go back to Torah Vavot. Hashishi is Vav Sivan, and if Klal Yisrael wouldn't accept the Torah, it'll go back to Torah Vavot. You're missing this Shura. You know why you're missing it? Because you're talking. Yeah? Oh, Hashishi. Yeah, then Christ won't accept the Torah, the whole world will go back to Torah Bavo. So the Gemara says, Erev Shuas, the Malachi Chabala, who will be in charge of taking the world apart if Christ won't accept the Torah, they're ready. They're getting ready. They're in their realm. They're ready to pounce. Because if Christ won't accept the Torah, it's finished. That's the Gemara says. So and therefore Erev Shuas is a dangerous time, and therefore you don't do dangerous procedures. Even if it's for health reasons, whatever. So what's Abis Kasha? Abis Kasha is. That was we accepted it already. That was that year of Erev Shavuos. Whatever year that was. But now it's been accepted. What's the problem?
Every year.
It's been a riot from this Gemara that the matzav of the world that's going on when that Yom Tov happens again every time. It happens again. We're not just commemorating something that was, we're reliving it. We're reliving it mamish. Yeah? We're reliving it mamish. That's the raya they bring from that halakha, Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? So Mamela, that's what you're saying over here. If what devotion was given, the shepherd that Hashem was bringing down into this world, then on Pesach, was this order of Yisrusa de la'elo, of being zoichet to things that are really beyond us, then that means that's coming into the world now also by the Leil Seder. Because of Tzorba Kedoshim, which is then near Mardz B'Simani HaSeder, we said before the Simani HaSeder are not just ways of remembering the order of the Seder. The Merami starts in Yonim over here. So it says that's Pshat Kadesh Orchatz. What's Orchatz? Orchatz is wash yourself from the Tumah. Sor Meira. What's Kadesh? Mekadesh yourself. I say Toy. Kadesh and then Orchatz. The remez is this idea that you're going to be elevated above and beyond what you really were ready for. You're going to be elevated above and beyond what you were really making yourself for, because that's what Pesach is. The male of Kaddish and then Orchatz. Ha'inu shemakdimen ha'asei toib koid masur mira. Ki b'lo Pesach ha'suzet de la'elo. Ha'kdush ha'yorid milamalo hu koid ma'achonim mitzad ha'odim. The Kaddish that comes down on us is before the ha'chonis that we make on Pesach. That's the idea of Pesach. And the male, that's why it's Kaddish and then Orchatz. But if you ever read a book, Rabbi Akiva Tatz's book, Living Inspired, the whole book is about this idea that life is a cycle of Pesach, Yimei Hesper, and Shavuos. Dahainu, the Baruch Shalom gives you his Oiris, and that he gives you for free. All of a sudden, a person has this Oiris. He realizes something he didn't realize before. He awakens to something he didn't awaken before. He didn't necessarily prepare for that as Oiris. The Baruch Shalom gave it to him. He shows him. Then he puts him down. Then, he's not holding that moment of the first blast of recognition that he saw, right? He comes down from that, and now the Baruch Hashem says to him, okay, I showed you what it could be. Now you build in order to get back to that point. It's raising up to realize what could be, put you back down, and now you have to build to get to that. That's the process of Bnei Yisrael becoming Bnei Yisrael. Pesach was raising them up to show them what could be, then putting them back down, the Me'asphere is building to come back to Matan Torah, which means you got back to that point that Hashem showed you, but now you built it, and therefore it's Moshe Merchosh. Living Inspired is all about that. Life is a cycle of these things. The book Living Inspired.